You're on Daf, Peches, Amid Beis. Let us just start from the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, Ein Mechasin Elo Be'ofo Divrei Be'Shamay. Be'Shamay holds you only Mechasin Be'ofo, and not Be'Efer. Be'Filu Loimrim Matino Efer Shekorei Ofo. Efer is called Ofo, so the Torah called it Ofo to tell us that it's kosher. So it's ashes, and the pasuk calls it offer. Beishamai holds afar sreifa ikri offer stome lo ikri. It's not called offer; it's called afar sreifa. Let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis says. Matino Eifer Shenikno of Shekoriyopo. In Taima, the Hoki Pligi Beishamai, Nagamara, we have a Machlaikis. Beishamai holds that Eifer is not Ofo. It's not good for Kisi Adam. Kame de Beye Tanan Umaydim Shim Shachat, that if he shechted in Yontif, Sheyachper Bedeke Beyechase, that's one thing. Sha'efakira mukhanu, and another thing that you can use Eifakira. Umaydim. So it seems there's going on a machlikis Beishami Beisilu. And Beishami is maydim that you could use Eifakira. And here they hold that Eifar is not roi lakisui. Raima Rabbeinu Tam, Be'efakira shebo mina eitzim megadol tzmochim. Eifakira that comes from wood, that is megadol tzmochim. Leidami le'eifa oichlin betalis le'megadol tzmochim. And because the whole machlokes is that not, there's no generality. He says an eifa that's megadol tzmochim, that's zichakosha, that I learn from Vikiso. Anything that is similar to ofo, that has the characteristics of ofo, that's megadol tzmochim, is kosher. And eifakira falls into this category. Machlokes Beishami Beisilu is by an eifer of oichlim, eifer of bosar, an eifer of a talis, which is not megadol tzmochim. There we have a machlokes, if since the Torah called it offer, so it's also kosher lekisi yadam, and Beishami holds the Torah never called it offer, it called it afar sreif. That's one Torah. Rabbeinu Shmuel Meforish, the Porich Possum Bigmore Eifakire Man Bechar Shmei. Like the Eifakire there is like it doesn't come into the Mishnah. Maidim Shimshachat Shiachba Bedak Vichas, and then all of a sudden Sheifakire Mukhanu doesn't fit into the Mishnah. Bekama Chsuri Mechser Vahochi Toni, the Eifakire Mukhanu Unusa Ba'ape Navshehu. Le'osi kibbeishamai. So I think Taisus means to say, not that Beishamai is chilek on it, it's going on a moidim. Beishamai is moidim by shiach b'bedeke b'yechase. But this is a new aloche that Eifakir is mukhanu, that Eifakir is mukhan, he's not doing kisi adam. It's mukhan for tilto. It's not mukhse mina mukhan. Zog de Gemara weiter. Hei sifu aleyem. Tone, we learned in a bereise. Hei sifu aleyem ha-shocher ba-kechil v'nikeres pisulim yesh-oimrim af-azarnes. That means this is a bereise. The bereise is moisef that we had in the previous bereise in the seiret chal-choch-haroshim daka v'sid. We had things which are Rashi had said over there that Kimlu l'Rabbonon shemegadlin tzmochim. The Rabbonon knew that these things are megadlin tzmochim. So memele, so heisifu aleihem. So they were meisiv. There's another baraisa that Chazal were mevayer that there are other things which are megadlin tzmochim. And what is the other things? Hashocher v'akachil v'nikeres pesulim. So what are all these things? So Rashi says, Hashachar Pchamim Ksushim. This is coals that are ground together. Nikeres Psulim Opo Shen Menachrim Min Harichayim. So Rashi means that when the Avnei Harichayim, they grind one on top of the other, so there is a Opo that comes out of the grinding of the Rechaim, that what one Evan is on the other, and it rubs one the other, so there's an Opo that comes out from the Rechaim. Hazarnich Upirman. That means the type of a dye, the yellow dye. Now Kaponim, the Orach HaShulchan says that these things are Matzmiya. V'nikeres psulim, perish bekuntris, ofo shemenakrim min ha-rechaya. V'ein ze shrikas avonim. So Taisu said this is not shrikas avonim. Because we hear this is hoisiv, that is a baraisa that they added on the previous baraisa. Now in the previous baraisa we had shrikas avonim. So now with hoisiv alayim. So Tosis is being ma'oder or saying a teret at the same time that this is not shrikas avonim. So the Yavin says that shehi daka shrikas avonim is daka v'zul gasa mimeno. This nikeres pitulim is a thicker substance, even though, and that's also good. It's also matmiya. The previous Baraisa mentioned Shrikas Avonim. Why a sequel Koya Baraisa Galel? We're adding on to that Baraisa. It's going on the Mishnah, should have to mention all those that the previous Baraisa mentioned. Look to Gemara weiter. Omar Rove. Bishar Shomar Avram Avinu Bonechi Ofer Veifer Zochu Bonov Lishtei Mitzvot Eifer Pore Va'afar Seifer. So Klal Yisrael was Zeche to two mitzvot. Rek the Gemara Belech Shev Nami Afar Kise Yadam. The Gemara answers Osam Hechshe Mitzvot Ike Hano Leke. Let us first see Rashi, then we'll try a little to elaborate. Hano leko b'mitzvah zu, the mitzvah of kisui adam, there's no hano, the v'loi kisui nami habi mishteri boso. Without kisui, the kisui is not matter the boso. Not called, I'm deriving a hano from the mitzvah. Avo be'eif ha'pore ikahano shemetaroi mitumosoi. Ve'eif ha'pore v'zatare. Ila ve'eifa ein le'tare lomis. So this is metayo. So this is ahano. Becomes toyo. Afar soita matur sholem ben ish le'ishtoi. There was kinoi in stire. And like this she was also labailo. And then fakel through afar soita. Children. So this is a hano. That is, so this comes from Vanechi Ofo Veifa. The Beis Halevi Ala Teira says, Hishpil Atmai Bebeis Aktovis, the Anivis of Avraham Avinu, he was mashpil himself in the two extremes. The offer may oilam lay hoya lay tsura chashuve. Offer doesn't have a past, a chashuve past. But yochel le kabel tsura chashuve. But the offer has a potential. The yochelim lizroya boy, you could plan, the yagadul kolat smochim. Elasis mimenu kli chashuve. So also does not have a past, doesn't have a chashuve past, but has a chashuve potential. The Eifer, Ashes, Mikoidem, Oyaboy Tzure, that means Ashes before you had something, you had wood, you had a tree, you had a keli,
you had something before, Vakshaata, now it doesn't have a potential anymore. It has a choshev epeh, and the yochalaseis mimeno mu'umet. Deinoi ba'gibu, now that it's ashes, you can't be megabal with it. Deinoi megabal, t'mochim. So Ofo has a future, doesn't have a potential, doesn't have a past. Eifel had a past, and it doesn't have a future. B'zeshe omar al atmoi, so Abba Avrinu said on himself, the ma'olam loy hoya davar choshev, he never had a cheshivas, till now he never had a cheshivas, v'noichi ofo, v'gam eini oimed li yishoytzi mimenu davar choshev, and he doesn't have a potential either, so he has the chesoren of ofo and the chesoren of eifa. That was anvesonusoi shel Avraham Avinu. So that he was zoichem, the Eifa Poro, who letayer latome mikano lahabe, so you said Eifa, you're Eifa, so you don't have a potential, so they gave him the schut that he, of Eifa Poro, that's a kert, it's metayer tmeim, the Eifa is metayer tmeim, someone who was lost, ein loitare lome, so Eifa has a potential to be metayer. You said that you're awful, you don't have a choshev past. The far soita could be mevara what happened in the past. I don't know if it was zinsa or loy zinsa, so fakert by you saying that, that you have these two chesroines of you don't have a past, and he meant it that he doesn't have a past, he doesn't have a potential, so he was zoichet to something that could be mevara in the past, that could be metayer in the future. That's how the Beis Halevi says pshat in this Gemara. The Ben Yoda says, when did Avraham Avinu say this? This was Bishas, he said a tefillah. He said, he was mitzvah to the Rabbi Nishlam for Sdoi. This was the tefillah. We'll see later. Ula Yachstra and Chamisha Tzadikim and Chamisha. But he said it, the first he asked for Chamisha Tzadikim. Ula, then he says, Vanoichi Yofa Ve'eva, but Ula, when he was mitzvah for Anshei Sdoi. So the Ben Yehuda wants to say that perhaps we can be mamtik a little bit. The Arizal says all the people of Sdoim, their neshamas when it's galgal, the Bnei Yisrael, when they were Mitzrayim. So the nishmas of the Anshei Sdoim when it's galgal, the Bnei Yisrael. So Memele, so the tefillah that Avraham Avinu was mispalo for Anshei Sdoim, the Lamaise, their neshamas came as galgal in Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael was zoiche from these tefillahs to Afar Soite and Eifa Poro. That means that he was mispalo for them in Lamaise, the Anoiche of Eifa, which is a chelik of this tefillah. Lamaise came out as a yua to them, that he was zoiche to Afar Soite and Eifa Poro. Perhaps we can understand a little bit better. And Rashi says, the lav eifer ein leitara ilomis. It won't be eifer pora. Now, that's what eifer pora is metaya. That what afar soite is mevara. L'chayre, this is not a tibius tikizach. This is not a piderech ateva. Afar soite is mevara, zinsa, loy zinsa, niksa van izra zara. This is anhoge lemaila minateva. And could very well be that what eifa pora is metayer, there's a cheshman, it's metayer, the eifa pora is metayer. It's also lemaila minateva. It's not a tiviyatika tara. It's a tara lemaila minateva. So it could be the mida keneged mida was the anivis of Avraham Avinu, with all his godless, was also lamaila minateva. That means that alpiteva, a person with such godless, so he should hold that he's off of the eifa. So this anava was also lamaila minateva. So he was zoicha that Klal Yisrael should possess these anyonim, which also lamaila minateva. Agavuche, the Maral says, the Mashal doesn't say like this, but the Maral says, מבלי דבורו והיו זויכים בני ישראל להנהוג ישראלו. If it wouldn't been for this, that's it. בזכוס הנהיך יופי, they were זויכים to this. That this was, this is nothing, that, if Klal Yisrael, if they wouldn't, if Avraham Avinu would not have possessed this godless, so finished. The person who's up on my base is finished. It's, he finished it. No Eitzah for him. You can't be Metairim. Tumas Meis. There's no Tarim. Avraham Avinu was poil with his Gevaldik Anidus that there should be a Koyach HaTare Nefer Porim and a Koyach HaBiru in a Far Soite. The Gemara asked the Kashe V'lechshev Nami Afar Kisa Yadam. So the Gemara says Hosam Hechshe Mitzvah Ike Hano Leke. It could be that what the Gemara calls it a Hechshe Mitzvah, really it's a Mitzvah. Could be we had learned that Kisa Yadam is a Gemar Mitzvah Shrita. So it could be that what the Gemara calls it Hechshe Mitzvah. ביום הרוב, בשכר שאומר אברום אבינו, אם יחוץ והצריך נאו, he swore that he won't take from the שלל of סדוים, מיחוט הצריך נאו, זוך רובונו לשתי מצוות, לחוט של תחילס ורצוי של תחילס. So זוכר לחוט של תחילס ורצוי של תחילס. Let's see so far. So there was zeicher for these two things. Imichut va'ad zaroich, so Rashi says, le'irotzo le'honais min ha'gezel. Well, he didn't want to be nene min ha'gezel. So the... Beit Yosef, in Masech the Soita, asks, what's a nene min ha'gezel? Ha'matzel min ha'gayis, Inkan Gezel. I mean, whatever they took was taken away from Stein. The Ruchush of Stein was taken away. So I thought, perhaps, that the Kant, the Nesiva says, is a difference between Yish and Hefker. That Yish, the Nesiva said, Hefker's Pshat is no Bailim. Yish is Pshat, there's a Bailim, but I have a Hef like this. So if it's a Bailim, I can't take away from him. There's a heter to take away from it, but it's his. That's why the Nesiva says a chiddush, if a person was miyayish, and then he sees it, and was nifzak to yiyush, he doesn't have to make a new kinyan. Because kozman is in a matzav of yiyush, you can take it for yourself. The minute he sees it, and he's stopping miyayish, so that's why it's his. So now you can't take it for yourself. So it could be by the madrega of Avraham Avinu was, to take someone else's thing. Yeah, there's a heter. There's a heter from Yish. By Avraham Avinu, that was Gezel. Avraham Avinu had a different, his hasogis of Gezel were, that to take Yenim Zazach, this is by Yemoichet given Gezel. Al Pichsidis, it was Gezel. So Memele, so that's what Shlei Rotsa, Lei Hona is Mina Gezel. He didn't want to be Nedna from the Gezel. L'chut shal tcheiles, ratzui shal tila. Chut shal tzruch is ratzui. Chut shal tcheiles, ratzitzit. Ratzui shal tila, likshe. So the Gemara says, Bishleime ratzui shal tila, ksiv. V'ro kolame yoretz, kishem Hashem nikra lecha. Tisanye, Rabbi Leza, agod oloima, elu tila shabarosh. This is the tila shabarosh. So, Agavuch, it is a Merdike Reif in this Gemara. I thought of it then, I saw the Masho says this. The Rashi, Shitas Rashi, in a few places, the Noches, but that, what it says, V'ro kol ha'amei oretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yoro mimeka, what shem Hashem nikra lecha? Nikra lecha, so Rashi says, because the Shin of the bias and the talent of the Ritzua, so Roi Hashem is already Alecha. Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha, while the Rubai Shal Shem, the Shem Shakai, is already Alecha. A good day. The Yud is on the Tzul and Shalyat, but Al Kaponim Rubai Shal Shem. Fine. So the Teir Chaim says, the Mide Kineged Mide, Lefi Shavrom, Leinosan Einov Lihonais Minagezel. That means, a person, the name of a person is Chaymed, he wants something. Leinosan Einov Lihonais Minagezel, Afilomi Ritzuas now, Zochu Bono, Shoevdik Echobim, Noisnim Einehem, Beritzuas Tfilin Shalem, Vireyim Ehem. That's the Mida Kineged Mida. He, by him, it was a shmira aleinov, leinosan einov lihones min hagezel. So he was zoche to verohu, kol amiyot kishem telvus, adosi kishem isham nikolecho, yorim minecho. So that was the mida kineged mida by the ritzue of the shorosh. Elochut shel tcheles mahi. And it could very well be, that's my other say, I mean, you could have had film without Ritzuas. That Shem Hashem Nikra Lech of the Roiv, that the Roiv of the Shem, which is Allah Lamesh Mi Sinai, and that it's the Shem Shah, that was Bishchus Avraham Avinu. Was Leiro Eino. It doesn't have to be the mitzvah of film. The mitzvah was the mitzvah of film. You could put on film without Ritzuas. But that there should be a Ritzuas, the Shem Shah, kind of, that was the schus of Leinosa Neinim Lonis Menegezel is Isaac Echob Neisnim Einayim Beritzuit Filin Shalem Vireyim Ehem. Fine. Correct the Gemara Elochut Shal Tcheles Mayhi. What's the Chut Shal Tcheles? The Tanya Ramei Roima Man Ishtane Tcheles Mikol HaTzeboine. Why is Tcheles different than all other colors? Meneish Tcheles Toimel Yam. The Yam Daima Lakia, the Rakia Daima Levin Tapir, Levin Tapir Daima Lakisa Yakovis, Steve, Bayiro Salake Israel, the Tachas Haglov, the Tachas Raglov is Livna Sasapir, and so there it says Tapir, so the Rakia was Kasapir. And it says, "Uchsiv kemare even tapir demus kise." So let us see. Let us chat on this. Eilat hunshabroish oitim lakel kishem Hashem nikralach. Mayhi may hano ike. There is hano. What's the hano from this mitzvah? From treilas. Man ishtane treilas hiski kosoi teira letzitzit. And you need trailers on the tzitzis. One chut should be trailers. Shatrailers, they malayam. Shachilozin min hayam hu. The chilozin comes from the yam. Oila achas lushivim shona. Umaris domoi doi malayam. And the dam of the chilozin is doi malayam. The yam onurayim shadoi malarakia. It means there's different Dargis and Dimian, but Al Kaponim is a Dimian from the Dama Chilozon to the Yam. And the Yam is Zayma to the Rekia, but Rekia Lesaper Lekise Kovit, Rasiv Tachas Raglov, Kemais Livna Sasapir, Ru Keesam Hashemayim, so Livna Sasapir is like Keesam Hashemayim, Am Hashemayim Zayma Lesaper, Lesaper, Ru, Lesaper Lekise, Hakovis of Sid Kamari Evan Tapir the Muski. So what's the Hano? Shakadish Boku Mistako Bekise Hakovit Shaloi Niska Bemitva Zu Shehi Kineged Kol Hamitsu. So let us just explain two things. First of all, the Masho says the Chucho Tcheles. And the Ritzuas are mitzvahs, noisofos, al guf ha-mitzvah, like you mentioned before. There's a mitzvah of tefillin, there's a mitzvah of lava. This is that you put a psil tcheilas on the love, one of the there should be a psil tcheilas. This is a mitzvah noisah. And here, so the Teres Chaim is mevayel, ולפי שלא נוסן עינב להונס אפילו מחוץ של גזל, זוכו בונב שהקדוש ברוך הוא נוסן עינב בחוץ של תחילה שלהם שמסתכל בכיסא כבודוי. That means that in the kiteh akovit, we have the mara of the tchela, so in the kiteh akovit already, it's chokuk, the schus tzitzit, that cloud, that chokuk can I get kol ha-mitzvah, so that's already chokuk in the kiteh akovit. That means, that's there's such a mutig, sometimes even do aveiros, and the aveiros is not oyle lemaila. Sometimes they do mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs are not oyle lemaila. I mean, this cheshbonus is category, and this is not, it doesn't come, it's not an automatic thing. But it seems the mitzvah of tcheles, that Klal Yisrael wears, this is chokuk in the Kisei HaKovet. This is chokuk in the Kisei HaKovet. When the Rabbeinu Shlom Kav Yochel is mistakel in the Kisei HaKovet, so it's nitzkar, the mitzvah of tzitzis, that shokel keneged kol ha-mitzvah. So that's the hanoh, that's the schus, the memelis moir rachmim and klal Yisrael. That is the hanoh that came about from the zehiris of Avraham Avinu, api chesidusoi, that shloi nosan, ein av lehonei, which Api Chassidus is a Torah's Gezel. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, don't know before. Omar Rabbi Abba, Koshe Gezel HaNechel. A Gezel that was already eaten up was used, Shafilu Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Yecholim Lachzirai. I mean, to return Gezel is one thing. But if the Gezel was already Nechel, and to pay now from your own pocket, that's very difficult to pay back. Shenema belodai, Avraham Avinu did not want to take anything. Rak asher ochlu hanaorim. So then, what they took, that I'm not going to pay back. Rak asher ochlu hanaorim, that I'm not going to pay back. So pshat is like this. So b'emesin, Avraham Avinu lefi chsidusoi, this was Gezel. That's the main good. The Mika Adina Masum, the guy says not Gezel. Abo. Avraham Avinu had a different Shulchan Aruch. That's the Lepich Tzedusai, this is Gezel. So, if it's Gezel, so you should be responsible for what in the Orim took. That was too difficult for Avraham to do. The Chassidus, he won't take anything, even though Mika Adina belongs to him. But Gezel HaNechel, that's ready to pay whatever they took for. This is Gezel HaNechel. Tafilu Tzadikim Gemurim. So that means, so that's what the Ben Yoda says. It wouldn't be Chassidus. I mean, not Chassidus, so Gezel Yimachuyit says to return. Your difficult niche is to go. But since the whole Anhoga was Anhoga of Chassidus, so the Chassidus was only he won't take. Shloi Lahonis mina Gezel. But if it was taken already to pay up, but this already, this is Koshe Gezel HaNechel. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Yechanan, Mishum Rav Elozor Rav Shimon, Komokim Shata Meitei Dvorov, Shrav Elozor Benoish Rav Yesi Aglili Bagode, Asei Oz Necho Afal Chesed. Paches is like a very big funnel that they pour the chitim, and they want to grind the chitim, so they pour it into a very big funnel. Paches has a characteristic that it's very wide in the top, and then later it thins out. So we want to give a moshel, say it's mechak paches. That means Rabbi Lezer, Rosh Rabbi Lezer, Benesh Rabbi Yeshe, Glili, Bagode, that means he could say a few words. It's Koylul Alat, it's, you know, there's a lot kolo in the few words that he says. The pasuk says, "Loi mirubchem mikol ha'amim choshek Hashem bochem." Omer l'makadosh baruch hu liYisrael, "Cheshkani bochem." Why is the Rebbein Shalom choshek klal Yisrael? Shafilu b'shoh shani mashpia lechem gdula. And the Rebbein Shalom is mashpia gdula. Atem mematem atmechem lefona. The memayit yourselves lefona. Nosati gedula lavrom, I gave him gedula, omer lefonei v'nechi ofer v'eita. L'moyshe v'arein, omer v'nachnu mo, v'dovid omer v'nechi teilat v'layish. So these were people who were zeicher l'gedula. So for Ker, they did not attribute anything to themselves. I kept all the gedula they were indebted to the Rabbein Shalom for what he ever gave them, and the Anoichi is what am I is of the Eifer to last for the Yish Nachnu Mo. That's why Klal Yisrael is very choshev by the Rabbein Shalom. Rani es Dako, the Rabbein Shalom is together with the I kept that the Rabbein Shalom is with the Anovim. This Rebbein from his Choshev with another. Avolim veke chavim eina kem. Nasati gedula le Nimroid. I gave gedula to Nimroid. Omran divla lo meir. Wanted to make the ears to be meir to make the Rebbein Yishmael. Le Parai, I gave him gedula. Omran mi Hashem. Rasan Cherev, Omar, mi bechol olay arotzei. Nebuchadnezzar Omar, Erla b'mosayof. He said, "Tzulay m'moishe v'lehim yoshabti b'lehyamin." Right. So let us see Rashi. But Rashi, "Hanechol ha-goyfu v'oichu koshu la-sishchu." Kafachetet, this is a type of a funnel, very big funnel. "Loi mirukhem, l'rapi shein atem mar b'matmechem, elu m'matem." Fikach choshek b'chem, kiyatem hama'at, mematem atmechem b'anove. Now let us appreciate what Rabbi Lezer is saying. Famous in the Kliyoka asks on this pasuk, he says, if you learn the pasuk, pashtei dekro, loy mirubchem b'kol ha'amin choshek b'chem Hashem, kiyatem hama'at. So he says, it's very modern. He says, if they're ma'at, so, let's not be rupchem, because you're not be rupchem, because you're not a ma'at. So what's the hava mean? It's not be rupchem, you're not a ma'at, mikol amin. So koch, there's another pshat in Pesach. And that's what he says. Loi me rupchem, the loi me rupchem, the loi me rupchem, Shein atem marbe matme. This is the loy mirubchem. You're not marbe yourself. That's the loy. Shein atem marbe matmechem. Choshek bochem Hashem. The cheshik is because it's loy mirubchem. Shein atem marbe matmechem. El mamatim. Afika choshek bochem. Ki atem amat, mamitem atmechem banove. Nimroid. Molach bederap logoy. Melach bederap logoy. Lekach nikr shemay nimroid. Himrit kol oylam b'malchusay shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moishe v'lekim yashavti, shabon alo shiv v'lekim, shal nechayshet v'ala v'yoshem aleyim. Oma rove v'itaymer Rabbi Yochanan, gadol shenema b'moishe v'arin yishema shenema b'avrom. Ilu b'avrom ksiv v'nechi yofa v'eita, ilu moishe v'arin ksiv v'nachnu mo. So, Poshet Pshat is that Ofer Veifer is Dvorim Shvolim, or something, Nachna Mor, nothing, that's Poshet Pshat. The Lev Aryeh wants to say that Avraham Avinu was speaking to the Rabbein Shlom. No, that's the Rabbein Shlom, the Neichi Ofer Veifer. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they had a tlunus on Moshe Rabbeinu, But to tell Klal Yisrael v'nachnamo, that's a bigger kunst than to tell the Rabbein Yisrael v'nachi yof aveiva. I mean, Kanyochu, k'neged the Rabbein Yisrael v'seitzer, v'nachi yof aveiva, but k'neged Klal Yisrael when they're wrong, and he says v'nachnamo, that's a kunst. The Ein Aliyo wants to say a third pshat. Ein Aliyo wants to say that he brings down, he says, when did Avraham Avinu say, Vanechi Yof Aveita? First, Avraham Avinu was Mespalo, Ule Yesh Hamishim Tzadikim Vesoycheya, Shrimatu Hamishim Tzadikim. And he says, then he said, Vanechi Yof Aveita, Ule Yachrum Hamishim Tzadikim Hamishim. Here he said, Vanechi Yof Aveita. How does this come in? So then Leo says, first Avraham Avinu was Mespalo, Mespalo Yoreh, Hamishim Tzadikim in 10 Tzadikim for each year, 10 Tzadikim will should take care of the year. He says, what is missing 5? They don't have 10. He said, Vanechi Yafaveicha, I said, I have Christmas. When they chased by the Melochim, they chased them, so some of the Ophel, the Masha Nafshoi, the Muhammad Lahatulas Light, Mustama Vanechi Ophim, the Mashemosa Nafshi, the Muhammad Lahatulas Light, the Aether, the Mashahishli Hatma Lakupsham. So on the Ophel, the Aether, Avraham Avinu was Malbish, you know, at Kusim, Ophel, the Aether, this missing 5 Tzadikim, I could be Mashlim. So Mamele, so Avraham Avinu, Vinishvi, was using his chusim for leverage that to be matzal stein. He mentioned his chusim by Avlo. Moshe and Aaron also had chusim, the mom and the anane covered. And they said, we don't have any chusim whatsoever. So that's the gozul mashenema b'avron. B'moshe yesh mashenema b'avron. Wird die Gemara weiter. Roma Rove, wie Teme Rabbi Eichene. Ein Heulo Miskayim, Elo Bishvil, Moishe Ba'arim. The world exists in the school of Moishe Ba'arim, Ksiv Hoche Benachnu Mo, Ksiv Hosom, Teile Eret Al Belimo. So it seems that the whole earth, the whole Kadar Oret is existing. What does Rashi say? Taila Eretz al chus oisam shenechshevu l'glima. Oma Rabbi Lo ein ha'ila miskayim el b'shvimi sheboilim et atmai b'shas merida. That he holds himself back, he restrains himself b'shas merida. Shenema taila Eretz al b'lima is boilim peak. Bishnas Merida. Because the Ben Yada says something interesting. He says, to bring an Aushach HaKodesh, there's Riv and Meriva. He says, Riv means that one person is arguing with a second person. Meriva is a Loshen Nekever. That means that can give birth to a lot of machlokes. And this, a Meriva means it has Teldeis, and that's a Meriva. He says, sometimes Reuven insults Shimon, and Shimon has nothing but to tell him back. I mean, Reuven doesn't have these chesroinus that Reuven said about Shimon, and some of me were, so that's a reed. Meriva means, I can tell you back. You're telling me, I'll tell you, you double what I hear. So it's a boiling people, Shas Meriva. That means if he's nothing to tell him back and he keeps quiet, that's no kun. Boilem es atme b'shas meriva means that Zakat, he has what to tell him back. He can make a real big machlokes now. Whatever he said, he has double the cheskaimus. Shenem b'tei le'eret al b'lima. Rabbi Yebo oimer misha meisem atmei kemisha einot. That the oilom is exists, but misha meisem atmei kemisha einot. What does Rashi say? Shemaylam atmai tiger as pib. The daimalay lebchayr as pib. Bolom, his mouth clothes and stuff. Radlo mevulamei. Umitachas, mishen nidras tachas hakoil, a person who is stepped on by everyone, who's royes oilam? The world, he's the one, the atlas is not the one that with the big muscles. Mishen tachas, that's the bigger gebura. Mishen tachas, mishen nidras tachas hakoil, who's royes oilam? Itachas is royes oilam. The Ben Yosef says, Mishem Eisem Atmoy Ke Misha Einoy means as follows. He says, there's a person that told him and he doesn't answer you. He's so, okay, he's explaining himself. This is a good. But the Etim, the Levova, he holds, know who I am and does that. I'm not satisfied. Mishem Eisem Atmoy Ke Misha Einoy means it's not right, I'm not worse than what you say I am. It means the Levavoi, he also doesn't have any Yakbode. Misha Mesa Matamik Misha Emesh, Nemo Umitachas. Akel, Misha Nidras Tachas Akel, who's Roya Israela? Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Maidah Siv Haumnam, Eilem, Tedek, Tedabehun, Meshorun, Tishkutu Bnei Yoda. Ma Umnosoi, Ma umnosoi shaloda boila maze. Yosem atmei kiile. What is the umness of a person on this world? Yosem atmei kiile. Yochel atle dibre teire. Talmud loima tedik tedabeinu. Yochel yogi saitei. Talmud loima mishpetu b'nei odam. Ba'atam loima mishorim tishpetu b'nei odam. Before we see Rashi, the Ben Yoda wants to say, it's called an umnes. Ma umnosei shel odom ba'ilam hazeh. So the Ben Yoda wants to say, there's two ways a person can make money. There's one way he can make money with business. But he says, if you want to make money with business, you have to rakehen, you have to buy and sell. I mean, you need something. There's a second way to make money without having a penny. But I know a skill. I have a trade. So memele. So that's called an umnes. So he says ma umnose shel odom boilam hazeh. There's an umnes that a person keep a mabiyach a lot without any karen whatsoever. Yosim atzmai ke'ilein. So he says, I'm the Kazakh. He says, what shot? That Yen is insulting him and belittling him. He doesn't answer back. He's an Elam. So he says, you know, he's Mavir, the mitzvahs of the person who's Macharov and Megabechon. So he said, he did Gevaldike business with this umness. That means he didn't do the mitzvahs, and he's Zoiche to the schar of Yenim's mitzvahs by keeping quiet. So that's an umness. That's an umness. Without any Karen, you could be Mavir, schar and Revoch. That's what the Ben Yoda wants to say. Others want to say that to be an Elaim, you need practice for it. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. I mean, it's not a personal say, when I'll come Lamaisa, I'll make sure to be an Elaim. You have to be trained for this, because when it comes Lamaisa, a person his emotions make the most out of him. Anyway, so it's an umnes. Then it says, Yochel afle divrei teire. The havamine should be an ilaim afle divrei teire. So what's the havamine? So there's two mahalchim I saw. The Rib says as follows, that a kelt, a person screaming at him in doors and doesn't answer, he doesn't, nothing, he's nothing but to say. That means you have the two people learning, so there's such an inyan by divrei teira, machamta shel teira. There's a pakert. There's a din, rischa di araisa pakert. When it comes to divrei teira, a person take has to bam vesufa, but nasa koivim zelos, a pakert. Reuven understands like this, and Shimon understands like this, so it's a pakert. Nasa koivim zelos, So, Yochel, b'divrei Teirekei, Talmud Loim Tzedek Tadaberu, and Nefesh Tadaberu, we can be Moisev Dibuz Halosh and Kosher. I mean, when it comes to divrei Teire, to be Mevarer Amitis HaTeire, so then don't be a lemla. You say like this, okay. Say over, because Avshalom Shvatrom was once in England during the Muhammad, and he went to Beis Medrash, and he saw two Bochum speaking, so one said, I hold like this. Yeah, he'll say, okay. And so it bothered him very much. He was used to the yeshivas that was the fight one with the other. He said like this, it can't be enough. Yeah, okay, finished, right to Gigangit. So that's, so tzedek tedaberon, when it comes in Torah, it comes in Torah, fakert is a din dibur kosher, one should take a fight. The Chofetz Chaim says, in Shar HaTvune, the Chofetz Chaim in Shar HaTvune says like this, that in Emerson, a person who's nasa, eisa atzmai ke'ilayim, Emerson is a big haboche. That means he doesn't talk. So a mele, so there's no lashon hara, there's no drum betel, there's no litzon. It's a gebaldike revach. He says when it comes to limud haTorah, he says there's a shaila. What should one do? Either one can learn alone. So if one will learn alone, so he's right about tuach, no lashon hara, no. He doesn't mingle with the world. And so a mele, so there's a mele nachasam. There's a mile that weiter he's sticking to his guns. He won't be nichshol and then he diburim asurim and does finished. There's another oifen of to learn with a chabura with an oilam. So there's a mile. There's a much greater behirus, a much greater clarity if you learn with an oilam. But you're learning with an oilam, you're handling with people and then already. It can be diburim asurim and those. So that was the shaila. So the shaila is what should one do? So Yochel af b'divrei Torah came. That by divrei Torah also, in order to ensure that you won't be over any surei dibur, so you learn alone and finish. And the price you'll pay will be, so I won't be so close in Torah. No, tzedek to that beirut, a loshen rabbin. Fakad, you have to learn with an oilam, with a rabbin. And you have to, not a pikein, you have to be nizer, not to speak dvorim asurim. When it comes to the other dvorim, you have to be nizer. So the way he says it's very good, so he says, yochu yogis taitai. So what's the Yogis Daitai? So the Yogis Daitai is good according to the book. So to me, you know what Rashi means of it. Yochel Yogis Daitai, so the Chofetz Chaim wants to say, so Yogis Daitai, he sees he's handling with everyone, they speak Lashon Hara, they speak Rechilas. And he's Meiradik. He doesn't speak Lashon Hara and Rechilas, he speaks Dimrei Torah, he has a Klokait in Torah. So Memele, oh wow, a difference between me and them, Meiradik. Yochel Yogis Daitai. Tamad Loima, you have to be damned and lachavsos. They don't know the chaymer advorim. They don't know the chaymer of lashon hara advorim. But damned and lachavsos. Meshorim tishpudu bnei yodam. Don't think you're such a big tzaddik and does. Meshorim tishpudu bnei yodam. Lachayre the yogis daita according to the rif is the yogis daita is also very good. Fakert when it comes to the mitzvah is a macham teshel teire. And what happens if you win? I won. I showed him I'm right. So state meishorim tishpatu b'nei yodam. But now you have to understand what this means. Let us see what Rashi says. Ha'omnam elam umnes yafahu ha'elum avol tzedek ha'ino divrei teire oisoi tedaberon. It's good umnes to be quiet when it comes to divrei teire oisoi tedaberon. Meishorim, so here Rashi says, Kemesha, like a flat land, Eretz Chaloke Sheleiche Lidoris. So the Davoini, I don't understand what Rashi means, what is flat land, Eretz Chaloke Sheleiche Lidoris. I don't really understand. But the Yogi Stata, you can very well understand, but Meishorim Tishpet B'nei Odom, I don't understand what Rashi means.